In national news, federal prosecutors in Manhattan have asked the judge to revoke bail for the Statue of Liberty climbing immigration activist Patricia Okumu after she climbed a detention facility in Austin, Texas last week. She's protesting the forced separation of children from their families at the border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Okumu was arrested in Texas last Wednesday after she climbed up a four-story building, hung a banner that read, "Abolish ICE." The 44-year-old former personal trainer was convicted on misdemeanor charges in December for her 24-foot ascent to the feet of the Statue of Liberty, for which she faces up to 18 months in prison. Okumu was released from Travis County Jail on $15,000 bail February 21st on criminal trespassing charges for climbing the Southwest Key building that housed a for-profit corporation that's earned more than $200 million housing the detained children. New York civil rights attorney Ron Kuby is representing Okumu.
Last week, the judge issued an order indicating that he wished to visit the site of the Statue of Liberty himself, specifically where Patricia Okumu began her ascent. He would prefer it if he could stand on a ladder to see where exactly she was standing when she was on top of the Statue of Liberty, and that was all for the purpose of determining the extent to which Patricia posed any danger to anybody else besides herself, had she slipped and fallen. And the judge issued that order, and yesterday, me, my associate, Rhea Trivedi, who also represents Patricia, the judge, bunch of judges, law clerks, the prosecutor, another prosecutor, all boarded the staff ferry to the Statue of Liberty. At about 8:30 in the morning, we went to the statue. We went up to the area where Patricia began her ascent. The Parks Department did not permit us to use ladders. They thought that would be a hazard. And the judge questioned one of the first responders at the scene, who was also present when Patricia was there, as to how the emergency personnel were anchored, where the ladder was placed, where Patricia was. And, you know, I don't know what the court was thinking or what the court took away from it. What I took away from it, having actually had the opportunity to be there, was that if Patricia had slipped and fallen, she would not have harmed anybody besides herself. She would have landed in the very narrow pedestrian trough that sort of surrounds the base of the statue, would not have fallen 150 feet down to bystanders below, and consequently, evacuating the entire statue, not to mention evacuating all of Ellis Island, was completely unnecessary. A couple of cops with some yellow tape would have been more than up to the job of securing the safety of the public. The other thing that happened last week was that Patricia was allegedly live streaming a climb she made on top of a detention center, a juvenile detention center in Austin, Texas. And that certainly got the government's attention. It got the attention of the news media. It shone a very powerful spotlight on a facility that I had no idea existed, and I don't think most people had any idea that facility existed where it existed. But as a consequence of that, the government has filed a motion to revoke Patricia's bail, claiming that she is both a danger to the community and that, given her most recent climb, there is no set of conditions that will prevent her from breaking the law in the future up until the time of sentencing. And it shouldn't surprise anybody that the same administration that engages in child separation, that houses children under horrific conditions, makes no plans for family reunification, and, in fact, doesn't even give parents receipts when their children are snatched from them, you know, like you would a cell phone. It should be no surprise that that administration wants to incarcerate Patricia Okumu. So we will be in court at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon, arguing that she should remain free on bail until her sentencing on March 19th. And on March 19th, she faces a sentence ranging from no jail time up to 18 months.
Kuby says although New York is considered a liberal bastion, in fact, the Southern District Federal Court is an arm of the Trump administration. He says he's encouraging supporters to come to court Friday morning.
I usually don't make call-outs for people to show up in a courtroom, but I do think it's important that whatever happens tomorrow be observed by as many people as possible. So it's at 500 Pearl Street, 2 p.m., the courtroom of Judge Gabriel Gorenstein.
Okumu says she was moved to climb the building in Texas when she discovered its role in profiting from the Trump family separation policy.
One of the detention center where I truly delivered the postcards in a way that I knew even if the children were not going to be given those postcards by the facility, but they will feel our presence. That was a detention center, one of Southwest Key Detention Center in El Paso. I heard the children, I approached the facility, and I saw the children. I started talking to them that we were here, and we love them, we support them, and we were delivering this Valentine's Day postcards. The staff took the children inside, and that's when I climbed the fence and was in an act of protest delivering the postcard. The company purposely claims that they are a facility that looks after the well-being of these migrant children. But the thing is, they are delaying, they're profiting. Not only they're profiting, they have an invested interest in detaining and keeping these children in captivity. The report is showing that they're keeping them much longer. Whereas before, during the Obama administration, under the Florence settlement, the court had imposed that the families can only be detained or kept for around, I think, 120 days. But the Trump administration reversed that policy. I think it's a law, I'm not sure, and say that they wanted to detain families indefinitely. So Southwest Key is delaying the transferring from the detention center to sponsors' families. And those children who are 17 turning into 18, they are purposely kept in captivity in these concentration camps. The goal for the facility is when they turn 18, they get transferred. They get arrested on their birthday and get transferred to an adult prison.
An employee of Southwest Key, Antar Davidson, said in June 2018 that employees were told to tell crying siblings, traumatized because they were just separated from their parents, that they weren't allowed to hug and comfort each other. Both Southwest Key and the Health and Human Services Department denied the claims.